Welcome back to RSN Central. Let's head across to WA now to catch up with Grant Williams. It's been a wonderful month for Williams Racing. They've taken out the two features so far during the Masters Series, the Group 1 Railway Stakes with Western Empire, and of course taking out the Winterbottom Stakes last Saturday. And they've got the two favourites in the Kingston Town on Saturday afternoon with Western Empire, the dominant favourite. And Grant Williams joins us now here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Grant.
Morning, Gareth.
Geez, it's been a pretty good month so far anyway.
Yeah, it's been very good. Still got another bit of time to go, so hopefully we can get our head down and get this week out of the way.
I know this is the month that you really targeted, and you set your team to be peaking on the big days, but were you expecting your team to do what they've done this time around?
I don't think we always go into these carnivals hoping, but I don't think we expect. Last week was a real bonus. We thought the favourite would be hard to beat, and I think we probably went as good as we could go, and it obviously went a little bit under, so we had some luck last Saturday.
Graceful Girl, she stormed down the outside to win from last. How good can she be? Can you compare her to an Inspirational Girl and those type of horses that you've had before that have taken out those or big group ones in WA during the Masters?
More like a Celebrity Queen, I would say. More of the sprinting type. She will probably get a little bit further. A little bit one-dimensional at the moment, but has a really good turn of foot. So I think whatever she goes in, she'll go really well in. Whether she's up to the group ones and that in Melbourne, I'm not sure yet, but she's only early in the racing career as well.
How good's Western Empire?
Yeah, he's pretty good, Gareth. Yep. It took a little while to come to, but he's really starting to hit his straps now, and really looking forward to this Saturday with him.
Has he trained on nicely since that dominant victory in the Railway Stakes?
Yeah, he definitely hasn't gone backwards, so that's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Where would he rate in the best horses that you've put a bridle on?
Well, it's hard to say at the moment. There's been some pretty good ones, obviously. So sort of we like to sort of put them all in their own, you know, they have their own day in the sun, so to speak. But, look, he took a lot longer to sort of come to, and he was doing a lot of things wrong, and Lan's always sort of had a bit of an opinion of him, always gave her a good feel, but he done things upside down a lot. So it's taken him a while for the penny to drop, but now that's happening, yeah, he's got a very big motor, and I suppose another 6 or 12 months will really tell you how good he is.
Can Regal Power beat him on Saturday?
Well, if you look back at their record and the races that they won, the times they run and all that, they stack up pretty good. Power, he's obviously an old stable favourite, and we've got it going really well. I think he's not far off at his top at the moment. So, you know, I think Western Empire would be wanting to be like right on his game. But, you know, all the hype's around Western Empire, and obviously Willie will be on him this week. So that sort of will make him favourite, but I think it'll be a good race.
With Grant Williams on RSN Central, Grant and Alana Williams, along with Bob and Sandra Peters and William Pike, are trying to do what no other combination has ever done and win the three group ones during the WA Carnival. And they've got a wonderful chance in doing that with Western Empire, the $1.40 favourite for the Kingston Town, and Regal Power, the clear second pick at $5. Grant, I want to touch on the media release that Williams Racing released there yesterday, suggesting or telling everybody that your business plan will be changing in the future. Usually you've been basically almost the private trainer in a way for Bob and Sandra Peters. The first question I want to ask you, what is your relationship like with Bob Peters?
Yeah, it's fine, Gareth. It's business as usual. Obviously, Bob has a business to run, and he's slightly changing his model, and we're the same. So there's been an opportunity for us to do the same thing. But the relationship's fine. We're still going to train for Bob and Sandra. Just a smaller number. But, as far as I'm concerned, it's fine and business as usual.
What was it like when you had to... Was it a difficult decision to come to have lesser horses now with Bob and Sandra Peters?
I think it's something we've been thinking about for a couple of years. You know, racing just keeps evolving, and we like to be a part of that, and we like to invite new clients and that into our stable. I think that's sort of something pretty important for us to move forward. And yeah, like with Bob changing his model slightly, I think there was a good opportunity for us to do it this year.
Are you excited about the future, Grant? I see that in the media release that you're pretty keen to set up a satellite stable here in Melbourne, which has got this state buzzing. In fact, the majority of Australian racing talking now about maybe that that you guys will have a few horses here based in Victoria. When do you think that will... Have you got a plan when you want that to start to happen?
Yeah, obviously, you know, this will all happen sort of next year. The COVID landscape will sort of dictate to the time frame before we, you know, for us to have a serious look at that. But it's something that we've always wanted to do, and you know, we think if we could offer that up as a as an option, we could get some new clients in from Perth and from the eastern states. That, you know, if we had a horse good enough to take to Melbourne and race in those races, then, you know, we've got our stable there, we could definitely do it.
Did it give you confidence that you could mix it with the very best after your really successful campaign a couple of springs ago?
Yeah, it sort of it's fed a hunger a little bit, but, yeah, you know, without... I had some pretty good stock that I was taking there at the same time, so I don't want to get carried away about that. But, yeah, we did. I reckon we did all right.
Do you think that Bob and Sandra will support you with some of their better horses, like a Western Empire and the horses that you've had success with this carnival and in previous carnivals, to that satellite stable here in Victoria?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that. I haven't spoke to this to Bob about this. It's just something that we had to put into the release because they are our plans over, you know, over the next couple of years. So, you know, hopefully they would. But, yeah, it's something that I hadn't spoken to Bob about, so I'm not going to speculate on that. But, yeah, it would be really good to think that that would happen moving forward.
Grant, it said that it inspired you and it got you a little bit more hungrier when you're over here and you're competing against the very best. What would be the perfect number of horses that you would have here in Melbourne if you did have that satellite stable and when it was up and running? And obviously, Alana's a massive part of your training team and she does a lot of the work and when she rides the horses, and that's been the key to your success. You've said that before, and William Pike said that before. Would she be based over here as well at times?
I think we'd still try and do a lot of our work here. Again, Gareth, you know, and then sort of set them for races and travel them over. That would just give us a base so, you know, we could call home for a while in Melbourne and be able to just bring them back to some forwards as we needed to. And I think, you know, doing that, it works good. Lands will still be based mainly in Perth with the team that we're still going to have here. We'll still have, you know, 30, 40, maybe 50 horses here. So I think we try to do most of our work there and take them over there like just before those good races.
We're with Grant Williams here at RSN Central. So you mentioned the number that you wanted in your stable. I would imagine that you would get offered a few horses once you've announced this and you've opened up your stable to outside clients or more outside clients anyway. What's the perfect number for you guys, do you think?
Look, I think, you know, around 40 or 50 in Perth is a really good number for us. And, you know, I think we'd start sort of around 10 and get a good system going before we think about making it any bigger in Melbourne. I think that's probably, you know, 10, maybe 20 down the track. I think it's important that I don't think we should be getting too big, but it's just had an option so we could sort of race across the two states.
Is it a release? Is it a relief now that you've been able to put out this media release and talk now about what your future holds and what you're looking forward to doing now in the future, Grant?
Yeah, look, I think it was probably, you know, Bob had he'd been asked a question and we probably sat back for, you know, a week or so without saying anything. So I think it was important that we put that out and, you know, put all the rumours and innuendo to bed so we can get on with training another horse for a Group 1 on this Saturday. And, yeah, I just think it was probably fair on both parties and you know what the racing industry's like, Gareth.
Yes.
Yeah,
it can
spins up a few yarns. So yeah, well, hopefully we've put all that to bed and now we can just move on with it.
What about your little jockey William Pike? He's had another wonderful carnival, but talking about rumours, and it's rife over here, Grant, about whether Willie wants to get vaccinated or not. I know it's William's business, but he plays a major role in the racing industry, and obviously he's the best jockey in WA, and he's one of the very best jockeys here in Australia. Has he had a chat to you about all of this?
Not really. He plays his cards pretty close to his chest, but with these things like that, Gareth, you'd probably have to speak to Willie Pike about that, I reckon.
That's a very good that's a very good answer. We might have to chat to Willie, because it's just a difficult situation for everybody, but I can't imagine racing being without William Pike, especially in WA, because he is the star of the show, isn't he, Grant? When he wins those Group 1s, they start chanting his name, Pikey, Pikey, and he's been such a wonderful ambassador for the game as well.
Yeah, he has. It's, watching him firsthand for a fair while now, it's unbelievable what he can do, and he's really embracing the Willie Pike thing now, and it's good for everybody. He's, he's very good for racing over here, and obviously in Melbourne as well, so... Yeah, it's really, really good to sit back and watch his journey.
Do you think we could get him to Victoria as well during a spring carnival more often?
Well, you'd love to think so, yeah. Like, it worked pretty good last time, so you'd love to think so.
Grant and William, housemates. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. Appreciate your time, and we'll catch up with you down the track, but we wish you the best of luck on Saturday. We can't wait to have you in Victoria. Have you worked out a base yet, or is that a little bit too soon?
Yeah, it's a bit too soon. Obviously, the phone was going a bit crazy yesterday, but this COVID landscape, we've sort that out, and the borders have got to open before we even got to that, Gareth. But I think we'll get through the carnival and all that in Perth, and then we can sit down and start to make some plans.
Good on you, mate. Congratulations on the season that you've had so far, and especially the carnival in WA. And good luck trying to create a little bit of history on Saturday afternoon.
No worries. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Grant Williams joining us there. We'll take a quick break here on RSN Central and come back with plenty more.